Hello, everybody. I'm Ella Bolton, and welcome back to this week's Laurier's Top 10. If you're new here, once a week, every Monday and now Wednesdays, I do a Top 10 countdown, counting down 10 songs that I pick, and on Wednesdays I do a repeat for people that can't make it on Mondays. So if you are a weekly listener, thank you so much for constantly coming back. I love that you're listening to me. So, tonight, we are counting down a set that drifts through quiet rooms, complicated love, and late-night reflections. 10 songs, 1 emotional thread. So I do have my friend with me today, more to talk to me. Say hello, Zyla.
Hey, everyone.
She's back all over again, so if we do end up talking at some point, I'll try to get to the 10 songs as per usual. But if we do get to less, I apologize to my listeners. So now, let's begin with an artist who built his reputation on woozy guitars, home-recorded charm, and lyrics that feel like private journal entries. In 2012, he introduced a lot of listeners to his off-kilter honesty. Awkward, raw, and unforgettable. Here's Freaking Out the Neighborhood by Mac DeMarco. Honestly, I don't know about you guys, listeners, but I definitely love that guitar. It's instantly recognizable for Mac DeMarco on its own, and something that he's really well known for. It definitely reminds me of a 2018 sort of thing, but it's not something that I hate. And, coming up next, we do stay with him. A year later, from his album, 2, he delivered something more introspective. Synths that drift like fog, and the mood turns inward, with an isolation wrapped in melody. Here's Chamber of Reflection by Mac DeMarco. You know what, I don't really know what to say on that one in specific, Laurier. Honestly, it's just someone, it's like a song that reminds you of summer, in a sort of way. I remember listening to it specifically in elementary school because, I'm old like that. But, now we shift to something softer, but no less emotional. From the 1970s folk rock scene, this next song feels like a gentle plea. Don't let the night end. Don't pack away the magic just yet. Here's Don't Hang Up Your Dancing Shoes by Ian Matthews. Honestly, this song kind of reminds me of a yacht rock, kind of yacht soul, and honestly, I really like it. And I hope you listeners really like that song too. And I can invite my friend Zyla to talk. So, welcome back, Zyla.
Thank you for having me again, Ella.
So, how's your week been?
It's only Monday and I'm exhausted.
No, not even gonna lie. For all of you listeners out there, it's getting to the end of the semester, to the point where I'm the only person who shows up to some of my lectures, and that's not actually me being, what's it called, over-exaggeratory. I'm actually the only one that shows up for one of my lectures. It's just me and the professor, which is kind of crazy. Like, I get, like, partially parts of it are online, but yes, I'm the only one that shows up. But yeah, it's getting to that point where I just want to quit. Predominantly rage quit, but yeah.
Yeah, half of my class was empty today. Actually, not even half, like 80% was empty. And I was like, what?
I don't get it, though, because you would think like, but it's always been like that, even first semester.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what that's all about. I don't know, is Ashdod's university the same sort of thing?
No, UCSD is more like, it's very competitive and full of nerds. And
he's bruh. Not like this place is full of nerds. Next door is. You nah. Waterloo, shout out. Not even gonna lie.
Nerd alert.
Y'all, I saw y'all studying on a freaking Saturday when you should have been at, what's that restaurant we eat at? What's it called?
Bodega with the,
Rose? No, not Bodega Rose. Why would anyone from U Waterloo be eating at Bodega Rose?
Oh, you mean Yunshan Noodle?
Yes. Yunshan Noodle, bruh. Why aren't y'all pulling up this Saturday? Stop lying.
You can meet us live.
You, frick. Meet us live, y'all. Yes. You know what I just realized? I don't even know if you can do this radio show on weekends. I think you can.
I know that it goes on all the time.
That would be cool, actually. I should probably think about doing something like that instead of a Monday. Because who's listening in on a Monday?
I don't know.
I don't know. People are too busy. Too busy.
It's Laurier. Oh. Hmm? Nobody is busy.
Nobody's busy here, actually. This school's easy as shit.
And I really right? I only showed up to yap with you.
I know. Honestly, I like this time of my show because it's at a point when, like, people tend to not be working as much. So it's like a 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's, like, 6 p.m. where, like, everyone's in the middle of studies.
Yeah.
So I like that a little bit. So without further ado, I say we move on to the next song. So, from folk softness to polished West Coast soul, in 1981, the band Pages delivered a track full of longing and polished studio sheen. The kind of song that plays while you wonder about second chances. Here's If I See You Again by Pages. So now, we're going into, I love how it just doesn't say what song number I'm on my script. I'm like, look, we're going into, I don't know. Well, anyway, guys, we're going, I think we're about halfway now. So, we're going into a song that actually needs no introduction, as it's, pretty, I would say well-known and popular. In 1983, this track shot to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And became one of the most recognizable songs of all time. It sounds romantic, but listen closely. There's obsession beneath the surface. Here's Every Breath You Take by The Police. Anyway, Laurier, we're back, and I will be introducing back to the chat Zyda in a minute, but before I introduce her back to the chat, she can say hello.
Again?
Yes, you're back, but I do have a couple of questions for you, and this time it's actually very, this time it's structured. Before we were just having a yap fest, but this time I actually have some questions for you, and so, Zyda, first of all, going back to the last relationship that we were talking about, which is yours, what makes a nerd? Because you're because your boyfriend is listening after all.
Nerd. Nerd alert. I mean, so am I, but like, Jesus. I'm not even Christian, but like, Jesus.
What? What does that? What does being Christian have to do with being a nerd?
You know that meme when people say, I'm not Muslim, but astaghfirullah?
What?
You don't know about that
No.
meme?
I just kept saying mashallah all the time. I don't even know
when
what that means.
When you screamed Allah after smoking weed?
Go, stop, bro. You're going to make me sound crazy on this show. I swear, guys, I hang out with a lot of Muslim people. I thought that was hilarious, okay?
It's just me.
Not just you. Who? I literally, my roommates are Muslim.
Do you hang out with them?
Technically, yeah. We hang out all the time. Love Muslim people. In all honesty, I do.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're, like, really close friends, so.
Mm-hmm.
I like people of different ethnicities. It really opens your eyes.
You like them crispy?
Yes. Anyone who's not white, clearly. No, but I like hanging out with people of other ethnicities because it really opens your eyes.
Uh-huh.
When you only hang out with people of one ethnic group, you kind of tend to be in a bubble, kind of.
Yeah.
So it's nice to, like, talk to different people, get to know different people, everything.
I remember, like, when my brother first met you in 2024, after you left, he was like, oh, she's your friend. I like you. What am I saying?
You?
Guys, I've been through a lot. I'm exhausted. Yeah, my brother was like, oh, yeah, I like your friend. Like, she's really nice. And I was like, yeah. And then he goes like, and she's white.
Yeah, I am. I'm white pro max.
White ultra pro max.
No, you're, like, I couldn't be more white if I tried.
You're also British, you know.
I'm also British.
My colonizer
queen. Brother. So here's the one of the questions I had for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your top three green flags people often overlook when they start dating? For you, what is your top three green flags?
Honestly, communication. Like, I will say something that my boyfriend pointed out after we started dating. He said that I would update him about my day because I have a tendency to anyways. But yeah, when we were just like talking as friends, I would tell him about my day, or like I would tell him like, hey, I'm currently studying in the library. That's why I'm not responding. Like, don't think I'm ignoring you.
Mm.
So communication is definitely one of them. And then... what was the question again?
It was, what is like your top three green flags that are often overlooked? Mm-hmm. Like, what is something that you really look for when dating your boyfriend, clearly, that you would say that most people wouldn't think about?
That's actually a very, like, good question. I'm just going to give a basic answer, but the ability to make you laugh or feel special, stuff like that.
Wow, so deep.
So deep,
bro. Philosophical as hell.
Yes, exactly. No, but seriously, like, even before we started dating, when we were just flirting, he always made me feel special. Like, to this day, he makes me feel special. Don't get me wrong, he also manages to piss me off, but I'm also, like, hella emotional. But yeah, that is definitely one of them. And... damn it. I'm bad at relationships, guys. It's clearly obvious.
Yo. She's lying about her boyfriend, y'all. He doesn't exist.
Guys,
you're delusional,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. My imagination. Just me and my demons.
Oh, yo.
A third one. Yeah, I can't think of anything else, honestly. I know that sounds bad. That sounds so bad.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad. It just takes a lot of, like, reflection, and it's kind of, like, nerve-wracking talking on, like, a radio show.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting you to pull stuff out your arse when you're trying to, like, think of stuff. You know what I was low-key thinking, though, in my own, like, in my own life?
Mm-hmm.
What would be overlooked is cleanliness.
Oh, my, like, God. You actually have a point. Yes.
But not being cleanly in the sense of, like, you know, opening your arse in the shower. Like, I'm talking in cleanliness about, like, when you walk into their space.
Like, their surroundings.
If there's, like, dust everywhere and, like, their bed ain't made, that, to me, red flag as hell.
Actually, like, now that you pointed out, yeah, my boyfriend, hella clean. Like, even I was shocked. I was like, damn, this man is clean.
But that's a red flag, though. Like, if you walk into their space and it looks like a bomb went off.
Remember when we went to Guelph and we went
Oh my God. We went to this guy's place in Guelph. Ooh, I actually think I probably would have, it would have been cleaner in the trenches.
No, it, oh, remember the toilet? No.
Oh, the toilet looked freaking astronomical, man. I don't think you remember because you were drunk.
No, I remember. I was drunk and I still remember.
The toilet changed races. We'll just put it that way. The toilet changed races. It would be like me if I put on a bunch of fake tan. Like,
yeah.
Actually, it was so bad. But yeah, I would say that. And you know what another one is? And this is another thing. If they don't know how to dress. If you don't know how to dress, red ass flag. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. This is just something I keep now if I'm ever talking to a guy. Freaking doesn't know how to dress. Red flag. Run. Start sprinting. Because remember, you gotta deal with those clothes for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
They're not going anywhere.
Listen, Asjad, I know you're listening and I love you, but let's face it, your style, like, half of a decade ago wasn't really the best now, was it?
Boy.
I mean, I used to dress like shit too. Straight out of like...
Dude.
Cringe Musical.ly, if people remember what that was.
Dude, I used to have a pair of wedged heels from The Next Step, bro. You know that show for children?
No.
Yo, it was called The Next Step, and I bought them at Payless Shoes, and they were like wedged sneakers.
Fire.
How the hell is that possible?
I used to wear purple Skechers. Let that sink in.
And you're Skechers? Not going to pull up with those to the club?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Going to be pulling just left, right, and center.
Yes. Going to be pulling left, right, and center, bro. You know what I just thought about? If we actually saw anyone at the club that was listening to this, I'd have no idea who we are.
You're right. Bro, what if we see that guy?
Puts the Addy in the...
Oh.
What if we see what guy?
What happened at Rare last weekend?
Okay, so you're done. But anyway, I am going to end the conversation here as we're easing in to the next song. In 1978, this smooth anthem became a staple of late night radio. The ultimate. What we do for love confession. Here's What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell. Well, back again. So welcome back, Saida. I have another question for you.
Yes.
In between songs, because why not? And I'm also bored. So, I love how I'm just forgetting, but what I was thinking is, what is the worst fashion trend that you're still a fan of? So, you know, like, what's a fashion trend that everyone kind of hates on, but you kind of like it? Like, people kind of shit on that. Like, you're like, people are like, that's ugly as hell. And you're kind of like, wait, no, I, you know what? I can get down on that.
Do people hate beaded bracelets?
No, not really, I don't think. Depends. Are you talking about like, the rainbow ones?
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it.
Just say it. I mean, it's not going to be bad.
Do I look gay?
The rainbow beaded bracelets.
No.
Come on, guys. Let's start wearing them.
Yes. Something that, no, not necessarily, I would say. I kind of dress like your basic bitch, so like.
You know what I would say that like people hate on, but it looks great on men? And even like women too. You know those like men's, they're not skinny jeans, but they're the low rise boot cut, and men would wear them in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
They slap. People be hating on them, but if a guy wears them properly, they look really good.
It's all about how you make things, like how you style things, basically.
Yeah, but like those specific boot cut, like early 2000s low rise for men, people be hating, but like they look good and like they look better than, I do not, you know what, unpopular opinion, I don't like baggy jeans on men, like really baggy. I don't like it. I do not like, do not come with me with that BS. Don't play. Do not come over to me running in jeans that look like I could hop inside them. Or, don't play.
If you ask me about fashion trends that I hate, buddy, I can give you so many.
Fashion trends you hate? Then go ahead. This what? Mic is your command, bro.
What is with the baggy jeans, first of all? Like, overly baggy?
No, but I'm talking, like, crazy baggy. Like, I'll see guys walking around. Okay, first of all, why are you pairing it with a chunky-ass shoe? Like, let's start there. There was a guy, I saw him walking around campus. Love you to death, man. I am not bullying you. But those shoes look like you're about to hop onto the moon. Like they were huge. And you know what? I love your confidence, King. I really do.
One thing that I cannot like get behind is low riding to the point where half of your ass is out. I'm like, buddy, ain't nobody wants to look at that.
Yo, that's when you pants them, bro.
The temptation
is real, people.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some fashion trends. Remember those fat ass Fila shoes?
Yes.
You lost me, bud.
No.
Like, there's a lot of trends where I'm like, you know what? If you can rock them, go for it. You know what? I'm not one to say you can't wear something. Some people can low ride and it looks good, but it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's really rare.
It's really rare.
Like, or like some people can wear fat ass shoes and it looks good, but it's really rare. Like, really rare. Another fashion trend that I can't get beyond was, what was it? It's mainly all men's trends. Again, those really, really baggy jeans, you're losing me.
Or the really, really, really skinny jeans. We know someone who wore skinny jeans.
We knew a guy that wore like really skinny jeans. Like I'm talking like it was his skin almost.
And overly colorful shoes. Like, why
I'm talking
you?
Like overly. Like we're talking rainbow. Like we're talking like it's bright.
Like bright fucking red shoes or like piss yellow. Like, buddy, you look like you're walking around in your piss, first of all. And then you look like you're wearing two fire trucks on your feet. That does not look cool. You're not cool. You're just tacky.
Wearing two fire trucks?
Am I wrong? And if they have big
they might walk by and people think it's a fire drill.
Yes. Starts pulling
not
up
even
when there's
lie,
a fire.
Though. Yeah, like the really, really, really bright red shoes. Like, what's happening?
They have like, no sense of style.
No, but I'm being honest. Like, what are those matching with? As somebody who's, like, worn some really whack fits in the past, like, I can't really say anything. Like, I've worn whack fits. Mm-hmm. But, like, bright red. Those aren't... Here's the thing. For starters, what are they going to match, first of all? And second of all, how is that going to complement the fit? It's just not. The only time I can see you wearing bright red shoes is if it's a Converse.
Actually, yeah.
If it's, like... And, like, maybe a basketball shoe, mm-hmm. if it's correct. If it's like just bright red for the sake of being bright red and it's like Nike runners, you're losing me. Like, holy bruh.
I was in the science atrium like a week and a half ago or like 2 weeks ago now at this point. And there was this girl wearing a full red Lulu two-piece set. And I was like, what in the walking, talking tomato is that? It was so bright. I'm not saying she looked bad, but
she probably looked good, but it's bright.
She looked good, but damn, that shit was bright as fuck.
Oh, goodness. You know what? Some people can actually pull off, like, bright colors. Me and my pasty ass is not going to happen. Like, if I walked around in a bright red fit right now, I'm going to look goofy. Like, but people with, like, darker skin tones, it complements it more. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't look as crazy. Like, if I wore bright red shoes, I'm literally looking like Ronald McDonald. Like, it's not, like, I'm honest. Like, if, like, someone that's, like, if, like, a someone with, like, darker skin, mm-hmm. like, a dark-skinned black person wears, like, bright red shoes, it'd look better.
Yeah.
It just will. Like, if I'm popping off in that, I'm looking dumb. Like, you know what else I was talking about with somebody in one of my classes? A gangster fit. If I try to put on, like, a gangster fit, I'm looking dumb.
Didn't you want to do that with me that one time?
Yes, because I'd look stupid. Like, in all honesty, I deserve to get clowned. Like, if I'm walking around, like, again, some will look fire in that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be, like, wearing, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, a backwards hat. Like, they'll be low riding. They'll have, like a tank top on, a black tank top. They look really good. If you saw me in that right now, you'd be like, what is happening?
I think you're having a mental breakdown.
No, actually, that's when you know, like, it's over for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how, like, low this is.
Why did you not, like a gangster.
Why did you not point this out?
What do you? I'm not looking down there, excuse me.
I'm like, dude,
me.
I have no bra on. And I'm like, it's, like, really, like, unzipped. Like, what the hell? Looking dumb.
You just exposed yourself.
I don't even care. That looked really stupid. Speaking of dumb fits, what I just pulled off right now was really dumb. But... without further ado, up next, from the late 70s soul to modern retro vibes, this next track feels like neon lights reflecting off of wet pavement, synth-heavy, nostalgic, and pulsing with attraction. Here's Body Chemistry by Sunglasses Kid. So, that song is more of a niche jazz genre, and I honestly tend to enjoy that one. Actually, Zyth's adding it to her fan. So, yes, if anyone else wants to add that, it's Body Chemistry by Sunglasses Kid. I really like that for studying, not gonna lie. Now, before me and Zyth talk again, I'm gonna introduce another song. In 1982, two of the biggest stars on the planet at the time teamed up for a playful, competitive love triangle. Here's The Girl Is Mine by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start.
am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
Anyway, Laurie, we're back. And in the last 8 minutes of our show, welcome back, Scytha.
Thank you for welcoming me back.
So we won't talk for too long, as we want to end off with one last song of the evening before I tell you guys to take it easy. But I do have a question for you, as I keep asking and you keep receiving, which kind of sounds crazy, actually. I keep that I just said that. But you know what I was thinking of when we were talking beforehand? Not going to lie. Have you ever just thought about eating like things that are not edible? And not in that way, like, not in, like, a weird context, but, like, you know, like, shampoo.
Yes.
Like, I've honestly thought about, and this is a weird, like, topic, but what is the most weirdest thing that you've thought about eating?
Slime.
Slime?
Yes. It looks so edible.
You know what? Now that you actually think about it, I'm not even lying. That would be, like, so nice to the taste buds, bro. Chewing on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Not even gonna lie. Or I've thought about licking strange items, too. Like, licking, like, a cork board.
Yes.
You know, like I feel like it would give my, like, tongue splinters. Or not splinters, like, wood chips on my tongue. But I've actually thought about it. Or licking, like, a desk. Or, like, licking the monitor in the front where the professor is during lecture. I've honestly thought about that.
I thought you were going to say
or like licking, lick or like licking a student. Like, you know, when there's like in the class, I've thought about being like, yo, if I lick their curly hair, bro, like, what's the texture? Like, if it's crispy, like they got gel in that shit. Like, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you know, if like there's person like a curly head and they have like all like the like, the thick, like, you know, they'll use, like, the Garnier gel.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. Like, their head's freaking shaking like a Roblox character. And I'm like, lick that shit. Like, you know what I mean? This sounds kind of crazy, but I'm like, I wonder what that would taste like. I wonder what it would taste like on my tongue.
I wonder what it feels like, not taste like. The only thing, the weirdest thing I've accidentally tasted was body wash. It did not taste good.
Oh, yo. You know what I actually ate once by accident? Yo, low-key. I remember when I was in my first year of university, I don't know how I did this, in all honesty, but I actually ate body wash. I don't know how to this day, but I ended up putting it on my food. And, like, I think it was, like, the bottles looked the same. And you know when you're in first-year residence and you everything's together?
Uh-huh.
I put it on my food. Didn't even notice. Because I guess it was florally, but it was, like, I thought it was mayo. And I, like, mixed it in with a bunch of rice and, like, guacamole. And I didn't realize till after that I was, like, I ate freaking body wash. And I still remember that from first year in like the, like when we would make our own food on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I was surprised I didn't get sick. I was like, I'm surprised I didn't taste it. Florally? I must have been sick at the time or something. My taste buds were off.
Probably.
I remember that. I was like, did I put the freaking body wash in my, because they both had the same bottle in it. You know, body wash kind of looks like mayo.
Yeah.
Like it's like thicker. It might have been the conditioner.
The organic stuff you use looks like
it looks
mayo.
Like mayo.
Yeah.
So I think I just like effed it up and I didn't realize till afterwards. I was like, what the hell? But again, one last question for you, Scytha, before we go off. So what is one thing that when you meet someone, why are you looking at me like that?
I don't
is
like
it because of the curly head? And I was saying like I'd lick their hair.
I'm scared.
What is like one thing that like when you meet someone for the first time, you're like, oh, like we can never talk again. Like this is done.
If their attitude is like really bad or the way they speak.
Girl, let's get deep.
Deep?
You know what I say? What? You know what I say? Because I got no shame. If I'm talking to you and you just straight up weird, we ain't never talking again. Like I'm talking you socially weird. Like we're talking and you're over there fidgeting, bro.
Oh, that reminds me of what happened with that one person.
What one person? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right before reading week, and I spazzed out.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't do that. Like, honestly, I have a mental crash about this all the time. Not saying I'm perfect, but I'm a weirdo.
No,
I'm honest. I'm a freaking weirdo.
But like,
if you're going to just straight up be weirder than me, we cannot do this. This ain't going to work. Like, I can't. Like, for example, like, I've known people that, well, like, again, I talk to myself. I am a prime talker. Like, I will talk to myself in my room. I'll talk to myself in the shower. My roommates have heard me talk to myself. I own up to that shit. But if you start talking to yourself beside me, well, we're hanging out. This is done. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. It's done.
Or, you know, if someone says, the only person I'm kind of comfortable seeing naked is my sister.
Oh, hell no. Okay, for context, guys, because that sounds insanity, this is a guy that Zyla knows that actually said that to her face.
Yeah.
Well, you can't win every battle, can you? You can't really win every trophy.
I'm losing everything, let's face it.
But at the end of the night, the last song I'm finishing off with, it's going to go probably a bit beyond 10 tonight, Laurier, is The Color Violet by Tori Lanez. And I love this song. And you love that song, too. They can hear you right now. I love this song. So without further ado, take it away, Lanez. So that finishes off our night tonight, Laurier. And what a great way to finish off the night. Also, I just realized I produced his name wrong. It's Tory Lanez. I said Lanez. What can I say, guys? I'm just locked in like that. But to finish off the night, you can say goodbye, Zyla.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll be back to bother y'all.
And thank you to all my listeners for listening in. And as I say every night, take it easy, Laurier.